The following has been paid for by the Rage You Nerds.
Make our TV series. Listen, I feel like we've talked about this before, but after seeing John Cena's like short little burst in the new trailer for the Suicide Squad, I am like legitimately excited to see this Peacemaker TV series when it comes out in 2022.
So here's, I'm not a fan, thrown out there many a times. I don't like Harley Quinn's character. I'm not a big fan of Harley Quinn. Suicide Squad just didn't really, I don't know. It's something about the villain side. I feel like they could have done the villain side better. Having said that, John Cena and his wrestling ability is a good thing. His acting ability, though, is also pretty darn good. I'll give him that. And
I've honestly never seen anything he's been in.
Well, I mean, I break it down to a commercial. He's in.
Oh, fuck you, TJ. If that's how you mean it, I dislike you. Boo this man! Boo!
No, I've seen him in some stuff. I can see him, apparently.
You son of a
bitch. I think this is a role. It was almost made for his abilities. I feel like, and I don't. And that's not even to say. And by the way, so in the fairness of Rage You Nerds, I realize at this point going forward, Jared is going to have to watch some things that Jared doesn't want to watch.
Yep.
This is going to be one of them though that I'm kind of excited to watch because I'm just curious to see where he goes with that character.
You know.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's kind of a fresh take, you know. It's a fresh take.
So what his character really kind of reminds me of is was it Juliet's brother in Psych, or like an R-rated version of him? That's what I see when I see the Peacemaker character.
Nerd recommendation, Psych.
Psych.
That's
is
what
great.
I see. It is. That's what I see when I see the Peacemaker character. It's like this R-rated version of Juliet's brother from Psych.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes a better actor than he does a pro wrestler. Like, he was all right in Bumblebee.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
There was some movie where it's like Cock Blockers or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Where he was in, I haven't seen it, but
he wasn't bad in it.
He plays comedy. He plays the comedic role really well.
He does do a very good job.
I from the trailer where he's like talking about it, like why he does, like it's like, you know, like for, you know, like freedom and the truth and the pursuit of this, I will murder everyone. And the Rat Catcher 2 is like, I thought you were the insane one talking to Polka Dot Man, and Polka Dot Man's like, I am. It's like, what the hell? This is gonna be so weird.
Like Pokemon Man, Polka Dot Man, or whatever in that trailer, because it's like, oh, we're all gonna die. I hope so.
Oh, I was kind of worried and concerned about like what Suicide Squad would look like. I felt good about James Gunn being at the helm. I now feel pretty great about it. You got Sylvester Stallone voicing a big dumb shark that's eating people. This is gonna probably be great. I've been won over. Idris Elba will probably be our straight man. In terms of, like, he'll be the one that's treating this seriously. Maybe Joel Kinnaman will also be kind of pretty straightforward with his characters. But then everyone else is going to be absolutely batshit crazy. And most of them will die in probably very stupid ways. Pete Davidson's character will be dead very quickly in the film. I feel like Michael Rooker's character will also die a pretty gruesome death before too long. So it's going to be great. I can't wait to see this.
Jared, this is another reason for you to watch it is I think the bad guy in the movie, The Thinker, is played by Peter Capaldi.
Yeah. Yep. and I love Peter Capaldi.
They will also be introducing a very interesting DC character as another villain, and you kind of catch a glimpse of him in super large format with Starro the Conqueror, which is literally just like the sentient starfish with an eyeball extraterrestrial that has mind control powers.
Yeah, I think it actually sticks like smaller starfish to people's heads.
Yep, sticks to people's faces and controls them from there. Yep, so there you go. Speaking of DC stuff, let's stay thematic. We got Batman on Earth 2. Boys, does that make everything great in the world? So, help clarify for those that may not be in the know, everything that's happened in the DCEU, so all the stuff that ties together with Justice League, that Batman, the Harley Quinn, all that stuff, takes place on Earth 1. This Batman will be the first film taking place on Earth 2. And now you've been caught up.
So, yeah, the DC has this multiverse where different Earths have different versions of heroes. So, like, in one Earth, you may have Superman. In another Earth, you may have Ultraman, I guess. Or whatever, you know. I like how they do this. And, you know, it's a way to keep all of these DC movies separate, but yet still connected in a sense. So you can still have, you know, 27 years from now when the third Batman movie finally comes out, you can still have like the Flash like run through and be like, hey, Batman, we need you over here on Earth, whatever, you know. So I'm kind of excited about it. Now, here's my question, is one of the questions I wrote down. Whenever I was going to add this to the list was, do y'all think it would be better to have like a separate DC universe, cinematic universe, like what this is happening with Earth 2, like Earth 1 and all these separate movie franchises and not have them all interconnected? Or do you want to see something like an interconnected, like what Marvel's done?
I like interconnected universes. Jared, what do you think?
I like it to the point where it's subtle, because there's nothing that I could think right now that would make me happier being the Batman fan that I am as having, you know, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, and Vampire Boy come together in a three-part Batman movie. It's kind of like, whoa, we're all here. What do we do? You know,
and then crap, Michael Keaton walks in and it's like, I called you all here for a reason.
yeah.
That would be actually like a really dope moment, not gonna lie.
But I think I feel like there's too many variations, but it helps it make sense because I don't know, Batman is the only one where like I would watch anything that was Batman. If it was Batman, I'd watch it. I'm a Batman freak. Batman is up there with Ghostbusters. So I kind of like in the multiverse theory where, you know, and being big fans of Stargate and a lot of the sci-fi shit that we are fans of, I like that interdimensional kind of thing where it's like, here you have one reality where this is, you know, Christian Bale's Batman, so forth. And then there's, you know, Adam West Batman. Yeah, I like how you can have different Batmans and different, and Batman is one of those, I feel like it's, Batman is kind of like Robin Hood. If you could do a modern day Robin Hood, maybe
it's called the
not.
Green Arrow.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah. Listen, I don't even need the universes crossing over. I would just be content if like Earth 1 has its DCEU. Now we're going to start on Earth 2 DCEU because there's just something about a Batman and a Superman. They don't have to be in every movie together, but just the fact that they acknowledge each other's existence makes a world feel much bigger than just Gotham.
And Batman is one of those that where like, and this is my, I love Justice League and I love the DC universe where it's like Wonder Woman, Batman, you know, and Marvel, I think started this with all their superstars coming together. And DC, that's great too, but like, I don't know, Batman to me has always been one of those, like, he should be kind of a standalone in everything he does. I don't think Batman needs help from other people, because, and the main reason why is because he's the one guy that doesn't have superpowers. He's the one guy that uses his billionaire success to build, manipulate, whatever. You know, he's a dude with a lot of money who hates crime. And that's Batman's M.O. A dude with a lot of money who hates crime. And everybody else is kind of like, he's the only one. He's the only one. He's like, well, I'm just a guy, but I've got unlimited resources, and I like to tinker with shit. You know, to where Superman, he's like, I can shoot flames out of my eyes. You know, Aquaman can make a ham sandwich or whatever the hell he does. You know, Wonder Woman, he just swims.
I'm Aquaman, guys.
Hello. Oh, yeah, it's just me, Aquaman. That's all right.
Fish! We're just swimming in all assemble!
And then Wonder Woman, she's got a whip. You know, and then we go over to Marvel, Wolverine, he's got some claws and stuff, but they're all mutants. They all have special powers. They're not just normal people. That's why Batman has always stood out. And that's why I didn't like, I don't want to say I didn't like it, because I enjoyed Superman getting the hell kicked out of him by an armored Batman. But Batman has always kind of been one of those things to me where it should be, no matter, and you can do Batman 48 different ways, as long as it's just Batman and the Batman kind of thing. And every Batman villain, they're all normal. They're all human. The Joker, despite whatever rabbit trail you want to go down, the Joker is a human, whether it's a criminal mastermind or an insane man, Penguin, whether it's a Ritz, Otzi, Fotzi guy, or an actual guy that looks like a penguin.
You want to watch me eat these fish?
Yeah. Mr. Freeze. Schwarzenegger. Human.
Everybody, chill out.
Everybody, chill out. I'll be back. By the way, TJ, to this day, and this is a joke that only me and TJ are going to get, and I'm saving it for you right now, Internet. Back when me and TJ met way back in 1993, 1994, one of the first things I ever said to TJ, because we were so big on Terminator 2, I said, I'll be back. And TJ, TJ goes, without missing a beat, I'll be Beethoven. What piece do you want to play? And to this day, when someone goes, I'll be back, I'll go, I'll be Beethoven. and nobody gets it.
No. Nor should they.
Anyways. You're the red, white, and blue. The funny things you do.